Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 2nd. Happy Resurrection Day. It really is a privilege for me to read God's Word alongside you. I've been doing some reflection on what we're trying to accomplish here. Yes, we want more Bible intake, but really, what we want is to love the Word of God. We also want to be teachable. So Lord, as we open your Word, teach us. We want to recognize your hand and your ways. And we want to be one of the 10 who return in gratitude, as in the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers and the one came back. When we return to gratitude weekly, that's just a lesson for me that God calls us to be a grateful people. A few more things I want. I want us to hear God's voice today and to see prayer as a way to commune with God. So Lord, in this place today, would you move our hearts and would you meet with us? As is our normal practice on Sunday, we're going to be reading the sermon passage, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 through 29. Then we'll move over to the Psalms and we'll read portions of Psalm 22. But first from Deuteronomy, the section about tithes. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all your field's produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks, in the presence of the Lord your God, at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. But if that place is too distant, and you have been blessed by the Lord your God and cannot carry your tithe, because the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is so far away, then exchange your tithe for silver and take the silver with you and go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine, or other fermented drink, or anything you wish. Then you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. And do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of the year's produce and store it in your towns, so that the Levites, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns, may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands. When I think about this passage, I think about how in each of our worship services, we make a point to talk about our offerings and tithes to the Lord. And we pray that the Lord would bless those tithes and offerings. When we approach that moment, I believe that at least three viewpoints are in play. Some people think, okay, I give and I'm good. They know that they are giving a tithe or they're giving some type of offering and that they are pleasing the Lord with that offering. I believe others are thinking, ooh, I don't give financially, but I give in a lot of ways, so I'm good. The tricky part about that is that the Lord calls us to faithfulness in every area of our lives and trust that the Lord will provide. There's a third category that I think is a more faithful one than either of the first two. I give because I recognize that God owns everything, and God has given to me. And then I boldly pray, Lord, lead me to honor you, not just with the tithe, but with all that I have. This prayer can be for all areas of our lives, but it can start with our finances. Lord, lead me to honor you with all that you have placed in my hands. Moving over to the Psalms, we're in Psalm 22. This is the psalm that Jesus quoted from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? But as I've said many times, I do not believe that Jesus Christ was in some way forsaken by God on the cross. Quite the opposite. I believe that in Christ's suffering, the Lord was present, but he felt forsaken, just like you and I sometimes feel forsaken by the Lord. Moments when we cannot explain, why, Lord, is this happening to me? David here in this psalm is preaching to himself, reminding himself in verse 9, you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust you. And from birth, I was kind of cast on you. I didn't have any other place to go. I knew that you are God. Looking at verse 16, he recognizes his situation. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. This is pointing us forward to the cross. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. Verse 19, again, David recalls who God is. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. So he's moving from, Lord, you've abandoned me, you've forsaken me, to, no, I remember, God, who you are. You're my strength. Come and help me. And then he says, when you do, I'm going to declare your name to my people in verse 22. In the assembly, I will praise you. All who fear the Lord, praise him. Look at verse 24 for the most hopeful message. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has listened to his cry for help. And then in verse 27, it says, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, not because he was a forsaking kind of God. No, because he comes to aid those who love him and turn to him. Verse 31, they will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. What did Jesus say from the cross? He says, it is finished. In the cross, we are given freedom from sin when God took on our flesh and died the death that we deserve in our place and then was resurrected from the grave. I wish I could say more, but I don't have time. Let's just read portions from Psalm 22 and ask, as we did in the beginning, that the Lord would teach us from his word. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I call out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Verse 9. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me. For trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Verse 16. Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. Verse 22. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from them, but has listened to his cry for help. Verse 27, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for this day. We come ready to be instructed from your word. Help us to be a people who are mindful of the fact that everything we have is a gift from you. And help us to leverage the gifts that you have given us for your kingdom. Lord, sometimes we feel forsaken. In those moments, help us to fight to remember that you do not hide your face from us. Rather, the resurrection is the clearest picture of you showing up for humanity. And you are at work in those suffering moments where we cannot understand what you are doing. Lord, we thank you that all the ends of the earth will one day remember and turn to you. In the meantime, help us to instruct future generations and tell them about your faithful love to us, most clearly displayed for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.